Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Praise the Lord.
Fantabulous. Praise the Lord indeed. Well, today we are talking about a rather interesting topic for me. And I do know that for many, you know, it's a topic that I've always wanted to actually understand. And here we are today. But God's blessings, you are here to actually explain it to us and the listeners. We are talking about antibiotics. Those who are joining us, we are talking about antibiotics with Dr. Mariana Tolabe, who is going to be explaining what these are. And according to a U.S. government website, decades after the first patients were treated with antibiotics, bacterial infections have again become a threat because of the rapid emergence of resistant bacteria, a crisis attributed to the abuse of these medications and a lack of new development. Now, where Dr. Atolabe on the line is going to be helping us to understand the intricacies of this subject. Doc, what exactly are antibiotics?
Yes, antibiotics, they are powerful medicines. They are used to treat certain illnesses. And like you said, they were effective and they help to save many lives.
Mm.
However, antibiotics do not cure everything. And then, as you also mentioned, unnecessary use of antibiotics can have harmful effects.
Mm.
And that is what we are beginning, or we have been seeing in the world today.
Yeah.
You know, for every good thing and for everything that had worked for people, we tend to focus on it, depend on it, want to use it a lot, well, because it solves some problem. They started with penicillin and so forth. And yeah, but now we are facing difficulties because of the use of antibiotics. When I was a bedside respiratory therapist, I used to really get frustrated, if I can use that word, or very sad. And how do I describe my emotions? Especially when I walk and the unit they call medical intensive care unit.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is where the patients that are faced with what we call medical problems, general problems like sepsis, which is a serious infection and a definite sign of antibiotic resistance disease. I used to wonder, why would we have antibiotics resistant mm-hmm. diseases? Not only one, but several.
Yep.
And they are very serious because they told us as hospital caregivers that we go home with the bacteria from these serious infectious diseases.
Yeah.
And sometimes call and say, you need to report to the employee health department because you are exposed to some bacteria that has been classified as resistant bacteria. And so we want you to go there and then get some blood sample and have a blood work done. And I used to just get frustrated. I'm there to help patients. I'm there to save lives. And then my life is at stake. What is this
yeah.
for?
Mm.
Well, this is what antibiotics is doing now. Now, there are two main types of germs that are most infectious, that causes most of the infections we have. They are the viruses and bacteria.
Mm.
This is another problem with antibiotics. Viruses, they will cause things like colds, like flu, runny noses, most coughs and bronchitis, and most sore throats. And then people will use antibiotics to try to treat these problems I have listed. Antibiotics cannot kill viruses, nor can it help you to feel better when you have a virus infection. It cannot. So people get really confused on this. They think that when they are sick or when they have an infection, the next thing is to go and get antibiotics.
Mm.
And you know, in this part of the world where I live, you can walk into the pharmacy and buy anything that you want, including serious, strong, powerful antibiotics. Maybe your neighbor used it, prescribed by a doctor or somebody, healthcare practitioner, and say, oh, I felt better after taking the medications. Mm. Oh, what's the name? And then you go and buy it. Really, if the doctor will be very effective and efficient, they will first of all test and take blood work to see what type of bacteria is present before an antibiotic is given. Because if that do not happen, one can take an antibiotic that will not destroy the specific bacteria that is troubling that person. And what happens? Resistance develops. There are several antibiotic-resistant diseases. Many. Mm. If you check online, you will see a long list.
Yeah.
But there were three that I came across very, very closely. The MRSA. And that is not a university degree. It sounds like it.
Yes.
But it is actually methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the mouth. It's really serious. And I didn't see any patient go home when I was bedside respiratory caregiver.
Mm.
No. And then we have the Acinobacter baumannii, then the vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus, VRE. And then I read about the MDR-TB, the multi-drug-resistant Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Mm. And then there are others, E. coli and so forth. So we need a lot of caution here. Example of diseases that are caused by bacteria, most ear infections, some sinus infections, mm. strep throat, urinary tract infections. Antibiotics do not kill some bacteria. It does not. And there are some viruses that can give symptoms that will resemble bacterial infections. So I will really recommend very strongly that before we swallow any type of antibiotics, that we are sure that a blood sample has been taken in the hospital
mm-hmm.
and the particular bacteria has been identified before the use of antibiotics. And I will say the use of antibiotics is like between the devil and the deep blue sea. To take it is problem, not to take it may be problems too. Mm. So what can we do? What can we do is to prevent. The best thing to do is to prevent. Because each time you take an antibiotic, yeah, bacteria may be killed. Sometimes bacteria causing infections are already resistant to prescribed antibiotics. Bacteria may also become resistant during treatment of an infection. Resistant bacteria do not respond to the antibiotics and what they continue to cause infection until the person becomes septic. A sepsis is a situation where all the whole body now is virtually infected with the bacteria.
Mm.
And most of the patients get to the point where they are on the ventilator, they are actually dying. It's as serious as that. But then it gets there rather gradually. Bacterial infection can be in the body for a whole year without yeah. causing serious symptoms. But once the symptoms start showing up, it is necessary that we deal with it appropriately. And if an antibiotic is actually needed, it is necessary that the course is completed. So that it's not, you take today, you forget to take it tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then, oh, yeah, then I'll take it again. And then, no, that is part of the problem why this bacteria would develop serious resistance to the medication.
Mm.
And I praise the Lord because there are natural antibiotics in nature. In herbs, there are natural antibiotics. But the very important thing is that even if one will use natural antibiotics, and they are powerful ones, I can give example. One that I know and have used quite often is the yellow-colored herb that is called golden seal. It's very expensive because
okay.
it's the root, and they cannot cultivate it. It's got to be taken in nature, in the forest. So it's difficult to cultivate it, from my understanding. Mm. And so it is very, very effective too. But then it cannot also be used for more than 2 weeks, which is usually the time that antibiotics also are prescribed,
mm-hmm.
because of the special oils that are present. They get to the point where they load the liver, and one must take time to let that be washed off properly,
mm-hmm.
before one will continue to take this again.
Mm-hmm.
Antibiotics are powerful. And therefore, when a drug is that powerful, it must be taken with a lot of caution.
Yeah.
Like I said, yes, there are natural antibiotics, and there are other things that can be done to cleanse the body when an infection is present. For instance, a fruit fast and an enema cleanses the bowel.
Mm.
It takes away products of fermentation, and then the enema is able to bring out dirt from the colon, especially allowing the body to fight. The best method for healing for the human body is if the body's immunity is woken up and then it fights. The natural fight of the body is the one that is most useful for the body, because drugs are still drugs. It does not matter how good they are, and I put that good in quotes, they are still drugs. Drugs are poisons. As they try to kill the bacteria, they also kill the cells. They also destroy the intestinal flora of the stomach, and the body can become weak from the use of antibiotics if one is not careful. But I always say, if we keep the 8 laws of health, if we eat plant-based diet, eat at regular schedule, and don't drink during the time we are eating, allowing our food to digest very well, and then enabling the body to be well nourished with the nutrients in the food, rather than for food to ferment in the stomach, putrefy in the colon, and then what is supplied to the blood is poison. This is the beginning of most bacterial infection in the body, when the food eaten is not properly digested and then properly absorbed.
Yeah.
It's not what we eat most of the time that is the most important thing, actually. It is how much and how good it is when it is absorbed into the blood system. And the blood is what supplies every part of the body. So clean blood, pure blood, circulating very well, gets to the body, the cells, actually, because that is who we are in the minutest level. And then our bodies are well nourished. They can fight for themselves. The bodies that are under the best condition of health, they get rid of whatever is coming in that is strange or foreign to the body.
Yeah.
But when the immunity is low, and the number one cause of low immunity is improper eating and poor digestion, improper absorption of the nutrients, or primarily toxicity in the body from the buildup of foods that have lodged where they are not supposed to be for so long in the stomach, in the small intestine, and then putrefaction happen, and poison is in the blood, as it were. So cleansing the body out is the first step I will take if I see or feel or know that there is an infection. And to do that one, first of all, have a good cleansing program, and then start putting in the right amount of plant-based diet, enough water intake, sleeping at night. You know, this is the time when the body rejuvenates itself between 10 p.m. and 12 midnight.
Mm.
But the world today, we have everything that is available for us to do and not sleep when the body is supposed to repair itself. So it's in a state of distress most of the time, allowing infection to get into the body. And then we go to drugs. Drugs do not cure. They only transfer the illness from one part to another.
Mm. Sure. Now, Doc, in closing, Are there instances where if one is quite sick and antibiotics are not recommended?
Now, if children are quite sick, doctors are careful, especially in United Kingdom, I know that one, to prescribe antibiotics. They recommend that the child be allowed to fight. Mm-hmm. And so we do many other things like a high quantity of water, gradually but surely, bathing more regularly, cleansing the colon with an enema. I mean, doing many things to help the body fight rather than resort to antibiotics.
Yeah.
However, if these are not getting the result, physicians will still have to recommend the use of antibiotics to save the life. Mm. But I tell you, having walked there, I have seen, we call them spaghetti, several bottles of antibiotics for one person, several bottles, I mean several bottles, trying to save the patient from sepsis. And most of the time, they don't make it. So I would still say prevention is better than cure.
Yeah.
But then we still have to do our best when situation has reached the point where that is what would need to be resorted to, because some can be saved even with that.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Doc, it has been yet another beautiful installment that we have had there. Talking about antibiotics is a very interesting one. But lastly, before I let you go, literally in the next minute, but if it's a big one, we can postpone it to the next time. Antibiotics, probiotics, the difference?
Antibiotics, probiotics. Let's make it another time so that we can really look at the two. They are actually two different things.
Fantastic. Well, Doc, thank you so much for your time. Once again, I wish you a beautiful and blessed Sabbath.
All right. I wish you the same. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.